Hi, I'm calling you with Michigan Opinion Service. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. Would you be so kind to help me out?
I actually really don't have the time right now, sorry.
Am I speaking with Shannon?
Yeah.
Okay, Shannon, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
Probably.
Probably?
I will probably vote.
And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay, and just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African American, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, mixed race?
White.
Okay, and what is your age?
26.
Okay, and thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'd say somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Okay, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. You say 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any numbers between 0 to 10. Okay? Making college more affordable.
7.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
7.
Improving K through 12 education.
9.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
9.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
4.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you will feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you will feel very coldly and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, okay? Republicans in Congress.
2.
2. Joe Biden.
55.
The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
50.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. It's like the same as before, okay, from 0 to 10. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
0.
Okay. Authorizing prescription medication.
6.
Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
6.
Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
8.
Okay. Thank you so much. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I don't really have an opinion on that.
Okay. So that would be like No opinion, right? And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
No opinion.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own country? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
That's another one I don't really have an opinion on.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important?
There are other issues more important.
Okay, thank you so much. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention, educating and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, or opposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive?
I think harm reduction.
Harm reduction. Thank you so much. Okay. And now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. Less of 10 of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal, regulated industry today. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
No opinion.
Okay. And the creation of a black market for the illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Is you very concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, 50 means you somewhat agree, 0 means that you do not agree with the statement. You can use a number between 0 to 10. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. From a 0 to 10, how strongly would you agree? Okay. And the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. From a 0 to 10?
7.
Okay. And today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, okay? The LGBTQ plus community and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through the cessation support and harm reduction. Okay, from a 0 to 10?
7.
A 7? Okay, we're almost done. Okay. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flood the market, from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate.
Six.
Okay, perfect. We're almost done. And sometimes over the course of this, of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Oppose.
Oppose. Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
No opinion.
Okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? Much more willing?
No
somewhere?
Impact.
No impact? And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Okay. E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
Nope.
Beer?
Yeah.
Okay. Oral nicotine pouches?
Nope.
Soda or pop?
Yeah.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
Nope.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Wine?
Yeah.
Okay. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistically purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, or college graduate? Or postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, perfect. All right, we're almost done. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with partner.
Okay. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes you? Described how you think of your current economic situation. Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Lower middle class.
Okay. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Does it apply to you?
I am a union member.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yeah.
Okay. And, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Your opinion was very important to us, okay?
All right.
Thank you so much, ma'am. You have a wonderful night.
You as well.
Okay.